Weather conditions across the Midwest are going to deteriorate as we move through the night tonight and go into the day on Tuesday and Wednesday, and that's because of a strong storm system that's likely to move across the region from the plains. The storm system promises widespread precipitation, much of which will occur in the form of snow, and there will be some blowing and drifting of snow as well as the storm system wraps up. We're expecting to see 3 to 10 inches of accumulation across a big part of the region from the central plains into the heart of the Midwest. Most of that will occur from Kansas up to Michigan and parts of Ohio. Would not be surprising at all to see some totals over 10 inches, but mostly in a few pockets across Indiana and maybe Ohio as the storm system reaches full maturation. We're expecting the storm to go ahead and exit out of the region on Wednesday, and behind it will be a surge of cold air, which will settle into many areas. It'll be cold most of this week, in fact, across the plains in the western Corn Belt. We'll expect to see temperatures in the positive and negative single digits much of the week in the northwestern and west central parts of the region, and readings into the southwest may only be teens and 20s at times. Lows at night will drop down into some very impressive negative teens pretty far to the south, reaching into portions of northern Missouri and portions of Kansas. We do expect to see the temperatures in the northern plains and upper Mississippi River Basin to get back into some negative 20s. This morning, Sterling Rock Falls area of northwestern portions of Illinois fell to minus 27 degrees underneath the surface high pressure that was located over that region this morning. Many other locations in northwest and west central portions of Illinois, eastern portions of Iowa, back into northern Missouri reported negative teens to around minus 22 degrees. That is incredibly cold for any place in the continent, and especially in those locations. We'll expect the cold to abate temporarily. We'll have increased cloudiness, of course, around tonight, and tomorrow, of course, widespread precipitation will occur, so there won't be any more bitter cold like that until we get to Thursday and Friday mornings. At that point, we will see temperatures once again dropping rather impressively low, and this time around, there shouldn't be any serious threat of winter kill across the major wheat-producing areas in the country. According to satellite imagery this morning, there is no snow on the ground in parts of South Dakota, and much of that is not key wheat-producing country, but it looks like a small part of wheat areas might be snow-free. That would be a small production region that could be have been impacted this morning by bitter cold conditions. And outside of that, there's snow-free conditions in southwest Kansas and portions of Oklahoma. Temperatures weren't cold enough in those areas to be an issue this morning, and they will have snow on the ground by the time we get involved with the coldest air again, which will be Thursday. And across the heart of the Midwest, not only will we see significant snow occurring, but we'll also have some heavy rain, some sleet and freezing rain also occurring. This will occur mostly south or near and south of the Ohio River. It looks like most of the heavy rain will be in the Tennessee River Basin and portions of the Northern Delta, and we may see some 1 to 2 inch plus amounts of moisture across some of that region, perhaps even some totals up around 3 inches. We'll see some snow and freezing rain and some sleet occurring near the Ohio River, and travel across all of the Midwest will be quite hazardous tomorrow into Wednesday morning. We'll look for a little bit of a break in the pattern, but as we get into the weekend coming up, there may be yet another storm system. Today's forecast models take the storm system further to the south so that there will be less impact across places like Chicago and Detroit and Lansing, Michigan, but greater impact perhaps on the Ohio River Valley or basin itself. We'll see some more heavy snows across those areas. There's still some potential the storm system will relax a little bit and come back to the north just slightly, so we'll need to continue to monitor that. That storm system will also produce several inches of snow and rain across portions of the lower Midwest southward into the Gulf Coast states. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.